Good morning. Tomorrow, our nation will commemorate Independence Day. This is the 146th anniversary of the day when the Second Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence, a resolution separating the 13 North American colonies from the United Kingdom. Soon after the vote, 56 men signed the parchment copy of the Declaration. Each of these signers knew the significance of this action. The signers were risking it all. They were committing treason, potentially a capital offense if they were caught and arrested. Despite the risks, these men felt a higher calling to affix their names to the document. These men, and many other people over the intervening years, have answered the call of our nation in selfless ways. Answering a call is something that we as Americans understand. From the gathering of the Minutemen at Lexington and Concord, to the greatest generation rallying after the attack on Pearl Harbor, Americans have answered the call. Answering the call has not just occurred in times of national peril. People have also responded to human misery and the needs related to earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, or floods. Or other, when asked, be it through the Red Cross food, blood drives, food pantries, or other disaster relief supplies, the men and women of this nation have freely responded. Answering these type of calls seems to come naturally for many people. It is a mark of good citizenship and of a good human being. But what about other types of calls? What are we to make of Jesus' call as described by St. Luke in today's gospel? This reading follows directly from last week's lesson, where Jesus set his sights to go to Jerusalem and ultimately toward his passion at Calvary. As Jesus walks, he gathered his followers and begins to instruct them in the form of a call to be one of his disciples. Jesus said how one must be willing to drop everything, take up the plow in your hand, and go forward. That narrative continues in today's reading, where we find Jesus sending out 70 of his followers to minister in his name in the world. Jesus is issuing a call to mission, but his call has caveats. He instructs them to go in pairs, carrying no money or supplies, and staying wherever you end up and are welcome. Speaking for myself, especially today, I find this lack of preparation difficult to wrap my head around. While I like to think I can be spontaneous, the reality is that I generally like to have at least some preparations before I undertake something new. For example, last Wednesday, when I drove from my home in Kettering, Ohio to Glastonbury, a trip I have made a couple of dozen times, I did not start out without getting the oil changed in my car and packing my luggage. I have been a scout leader for almost 30 years and generally try to live up to the scout motto, be prepared, whenever I embark on a different task. When I compare this to how Jesus sent out the 70, I cannot help but wonder, how can they be expected to succeed without planning? Is Jesus really sending his followers out unprepared? The answer, of course, is an emphatic no. The 70 went with God. Jesus instructs them about how to approach their ministry and what will be the result of their work. They are to bring God's peace to the world. They will proclaim the nearness of the kingdom of God. They will cure the sick. With Jesus' exhortation, the 70 prepare the people in the towns where Jesus will be coming for his arrival. Upon their return, the 70 report with joy in their hearts about the success of their ministry. They heard the call, responded, and found success. This begs the question, can we do the same as the 70 when we leave St. James after this service? Like the 70, we are followers of Jesus. Our baptism marked us as Christ's own, and we affirm our faith every time we worship or pray in His name. Like the 70, we have heard the good news of the Son of God. We have read, marked, and inwardly digested Scripture. We proclaim knowledge of the teachings of Jesus. Like the 70, we offer to God through worship and song. We offer praise. We just read Psalm 30, the Exaltabo Te Domine, which means, I will exalt thee, O Lord. We sing hymns of praise and adoration to God. Like the 70, we share the peace of God during each and every service. And finally, think about how our worship service concludes each week. As the congregation gets ready to depart the sanctuary and head back into the world, we hear the words of a dismissal that are a call and a charge to each of us. At that moment, we are given our commission to minister, and we have a chance to respond. On page 366 of the Book of Common Prayer, the deacon or priest is directed to give the dismissal, the ministerial exhortation to go and do God's work in the world. It is one of my favorite duties as a deacon to give this charge. I get to share one of the following statements each week. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Or, let us go forth in the name of Christ. Or, let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Or, let us bless the Lord. Each of these statements is a directive to go and follow Jesus. Just like the 70, you and I and every other member of God's church is asked to get up and do something to improve this world. This is our charge. And how do we respond? Thanks be to God. Amen.